It's 6:34 a.m. somewhere in Lagos, and I'm up on a Saturday morning in May recording my first episode for the year. I mean, because it is better late than never, right? Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to my very first episode of The Restroom. I'm applauding myself because I know what it took for me to do this. I woke up a couple of minutes ago and it kind of just dropped in my head, and I'm like, okay, let's record. After over like 5 months, I believe, and I'm here because I can. First off, I can, and call it pride or whatever, it's my podcast. I know it's really not good because consistency has really not been has not been good here, but I feel like a lot has happened, and sitting down to record an episode has really been like the last thing on my mind. So yeah, that's one of the reasons. And another reason is people were getting bashed for having a podcast online. Like, okay, these days every Tom, Dick, Harry and Bola has a I shouldn't have used Bola. I have a friend that is Bola. What shouldn't have a podcast? So, you know, everybody literally these days, you know, has a podcast, and they are just talking. Well, in my defense, they were bashing people that had podcasts and were just using it to talk about nonsense. I don't think I talk about nonsense. I'm positive I don't talk about nonsense. I want to hope that I don't talk about nonsense. And so that kind of got to me because I was like, which guy? I know that in this, our internet, everybody collects, but I just wasn't expecting it. And I shouldn't be offended because it's not like I started mine this period. I think it was 2020 I recorded my first episode, but I did not release it till I believe the start of 2021. Still not very sure. I guess I'll check that out. But so I'm like, it's not like I just started this thing. So, but that thing got to me too. It also included, like, it's part of the reasons why I haven't recorded one in a while. And also getting guests is not easy because I have to record. I know this sounds like excuses, but it's not very easy and clean the way I want it to be, you know, having to record virtually, because most of my guests are either not in the country or they don't stay in the part of Lagos that I stay in. So distance is a problem, all that. But everything I've said, if we are being honest, is still an excuse. But I'm here after God knows how long, and I'm recording my first episode. What gingered me, I don't know. I kind of just woke up and one thought led to another, led to another, led to another, and I'm picking up my phone and I am doing this. So yeah, that's it. Today we're going to be talking about disappointment, and disappointment. I think it's a very heavy stuff to talk about on the first, like, the first thing I decided to talk about after a very I don't want to use this word because it's a bit repetitive, but I wanted to say after a very, very, very long hiatus, but disappointment. Why disappointment? I don't know, but that's what we're going to be talking about. Last year, I kind of noticed that maybe it was something that maybe people faced a lot. Like, people faced a lot of disappointment. I'm sure our government is like a huge, contributed a chunk to that, the economy, money, plenty of things, maybe relationship. I don't know about that area because my heart is not being broken. So, yeah. But I just kind of noticed that it was a thing, and it also happened to me, you know. Just noticed that it was a thing. And the sad thing is, I feel like it bites, when, I guess maybe that's why the word is the word, because when it happens, it's not something you're expecting. It's like, let's say you're expecting a job or you're applying for a job. And I want to believe that if you're applying for a job, you know that to an extent you're qualified or you can deliver, right? So you apply to the job and the response you get is not what you want. Knowing fully well that at least you qualify, you're, I mean, apart from people saying qualify, qualify is like the least, you know, you can do the job, you know, this is it for you, like you would, you know that you're gonna kill it, right? Then, or maybe you apply for something, you want a promotion, you know you're due for the promotion. Everything that can happen, play different scenarios whereby disappointment can come in. Or you get somewhere and they did not just open on time, you know, it's still part of disappointment. But I feel like the reason I'm talking about this is maybe I like to talk about things that I've gone through and maybe a certain way that I've been able to deal with it or cope with it, because I'm not sure. In this, my own situation, I'm not sure, but we are here. So, disappointment. I'm saying the title like I'm reading an essay. So, disappointment, it's just a, like I was saying, it was like something that I noticed that a lot of people faced last year, and it's just, I'm not sure if we got over it or we just, you know, we move, because that's one thing about life. There was this thing that I saw somewhere where they were like, oh, you know, the funny thing about life is no matter how down you are, how beating you are, you still kind of have to get up and continue. Like, I know you don't have to, but you have to, you know, you have to still, at the very, even if you don't go to work again, but you have to get up to attend to one thing or the other. Like, you just have to, where you just want to press pause and be like, stop. Can I recover? The days are not moving by. My years are not moving by. I'm still this age. I'm still in this position. I just want time to stop and I want to heal. That doesn't happen. Like, it keeps, you have to move with the move. And as the thing is spinning you, you have to be moving. Sad, but it is what it is. And imagine having to do that, knowing fully well that maybe you're disappointed. Like, you're showing up at a place of work that you know that, okay, you ought to have gotten a particular promotion, but sadly, they gave it to the next bingbe that maybe she's deserving, maybe she's not, I don't know. And, you know, you have to show up, act like everything is okay, be good to bingbe. If she needs you to do something, you have to do it, whether or not you think her way is the way. Like, the thing might even be, it's even worse when whatever the situation is constantly glaring at you, like maybe every other day, e.g. if it's work and you have to go to work 5 days a week. That means for the greater part of your week, you have to show up in the face of this whatever and you have to do it. And I just for emotion, I believe it's an emotion, yes. For emotions, I feel like disappointment is that one that we may never... For anger, there's an answer. I don't know if that makes sense. For anger, there's an answer. If you're angry, get out of the space that you are in. Get out of the face of the person that made you angry. Like, just leave that situation. You can take a walk. You know, there are things to say. You can take a walk. People do these breathing exercises. You know, just people say, okay, think about it at that moment. Will this thing matter to you in the next 2 years or whatever? Like, I feel like there are answers for things like anger. There are answers for things like, let's say, even heartbreak. I feel like, to be honest, this generation has been, we've dealt with heartbreak the most, and I feel like we've developed so thick a skin against heartbreak. People get heartbroken today, tomorrow she's out, tomorrow is out, nothing happened. And if you're not that kind of person, you've maybe probably found a system. Adele works for you. Tissues work for you. Chocolate works for you. Ice cream works for you. You go out with your friends. You cry, cry, cry. Like, there is a system. There's even a time frame. People say, I'm heartbroken. In 2 weeks, I have to, whatever is doing me, in 2 weeks, snap out of it. Grief, I don't know, because that's one thing I keep telling people. I don't think I've really experienced grief. I've never really lost somebody that is, like, I've never lost somebody that is super close to me. Maybe like a grandparent or a friend or I've never had that. I've lost people that I love. I've cried about it. I lost somebody recently. And yes, it really did mess me up for a while. But I mean, I'm here now. So, but I've never, I can't say that I've really experienced deep sense of grief. So that one, I can't talk about that one. But for every other emotion, to be honest, I feel like there's been some form of there should be some form of, whether it is treatment or one way or the other, or even placebo, there should have been something that you can just take, whatever, just take. But this one, I don't know. And it's just a weird thing, because Max, what Nigerians will tell you is oyakpele, or sorry. And I don't think that's right, because if you've put your energy into it, if you've put your back into it, if you put your time into it, your money into it, even if you did not put any of these resources, the fact that you've constantly thought about something, probably because you wanted enough, and it still doesn't come, Bele is not enough. Just sorry, yeah, it's too watered down. It's almost very irritating. I would even prefer if you don't say anything. What's that? I don't know. What's that? It's just wrong. It's just wrong. And is something that they feel like, okay, or worse, Bele is not good. Worse, it has happened to everybody. I don't care if it has happened to everybody, but it has happened to me, and that's a problem. You know that it has happened to everybody, so don't dwell too much on it. It's not even don't dwell too much on it, because don't dwell too much on it can be more or less like what's the word I'm looking for? Just, it can be something you can say to, satiate the situation and all that. But it's more or less like, don't stay here, because it's not like it's you. You are not the first person this is happening to. So don't be here too long. Don't just, like, get your act together, I beg, That, I don't know. It's just, for you to, I've realized that for, your thoughts, I don't know, they're just, the energy is deep. Energy is from thoughts. It's so deep. And I don't know, maybe we know that. Like, just think about it. Let's say you saw a pair of shoes somewhere and you really liked it. And you saw it once. You did not have to see it all throughout the day. You just had to see it maybe on display somewhere where you walk past the shop or online or something. The fact that you liked it, it creeps into your thoughts. You just begin to think about it. You might think about it a day or two or three or four. And it's just there. And you apart from you just thinking about it, you begin to think about ways you can wear it. You begin to think about occasions that are probably coming up. Maybe you have a wedding or a party or something. And you begin to think about it. And you're like, okay, I can use this. I can wear this. You begin to think about how, if maybe they're a good pair of shoes, how you know that they can last you for the next 4 years. You've just, what's off? Maybe if you have like a place that you're going to, those events that is gonna bang. You now think of how this is going to be your entrance into. Sadly, you get there like 2 days later, if it's a physical store, you find out that they've sold it. You have to begin to wash yourself or remove yourself from all those scenarios that you've painted. And it's a lot. And that is something as superficial as a pair of shoes. Imagine if it was something deep like a promotion. You've seen how the money is going to help you, how this is going to shoot you from barely surviving to, doing okay, how this money is going to just help with maybe stuff you need to do in your family, how this promotion puts you on track to, getting to where you want to be. Like, this thing just looks, is the perfect thing that I need for my resume to get me to that place that I need. How this promotion, puts you up for maybe a company's car. Maybe you can actually get a company car, then this promotion allows you to, attend those maybe managerial retreats somewhere whereby you take one or two courses, and that course is very, you've thought about, it's not just the promotion, it's the retreats, is the car, is how it takes you from this position financially to another one, how the extra money helps with one or two things in the family, is all those scenarios. So it is not just disappointment that you didn't get the promotion. It's disappointment that this will not happen, that will not happen, that will not happen, this will not happen, that will not happen, that will not happen, that will not happen. And also finally disappointment that it did not happen. So you're counting like God knows how many disappointments in one. And you're telling me sorry, you're not the first person it happens to. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I just don't know. Because if when we start breaking things like this down, that's what we're saying. some things are not just enough. And I, the sad thing is, I really don't know how to. That's why I said that there's no answer. Like, there's no, because now saying there's an answer is you have to treat situation one of you can't go for your retreat, you can't take your course, you won't be able to get your car, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't. And I like that, you know, Nigerians are tough people, because I guess maybe from we've learned disappointment from maybe when we were kids. You're watching TV and Nepa takes lies. You just know that that show, that episode of whatever cartoon you're watching, that's the end. Until they so graciously decide to show it, maybe when next they decide to show it. So I guess that maybe, yes, we have, but there are some that just knock you out the park. Like, it's just too big for you to just say that, you know what, I mean, I don't know what to do. And sadly, you have to show up every other day because life is moving, and you can't pause and just say, I want to breathe, or let me analyze this, or let me do that, or let me do that. And it's something huge that you can almost carry throughout your life, because even me, I don't think that's why I said that I'm not sure, because I don't know if it's something you cope with, or if it's something that you truly heal from, you know, because you can't tell me that it's not good. It's still not good. You can't tell me that when you think about that situation, there's still not this, even if it's just a sting, just a tiny, just a smidge of pain, or just a yeah, or what if, you know. I mean, it's not positive, so I'm going to equate it as a negative feeling. If just a tiny one, you will always remember. So, but you just quickly, is it that you just quickly snap out of it so that you don't brood on it too long, then it now festers, you now find out that, oh, more, he's still paining me. Or it's something that you are maybe, you don't bother about. I really don't know if people don't bother about it, but I'm just going to talk about coping with it, because I feel like maybe this might be what I, but now that I think about it, I'm saying it out loud, I feel like depending on the situation, you can't do both, you know. You can't do both. If it's like really grave issues, well, you will cope. But if it ends up being those, you know, disappointments that turn out to be blessings, that, oh, maybe you wanted, e.g., there's just this promotion. You wanted a promotion, it didn't come, sad. But maybe they did another review and the position you wanted, you ended up getting like far better, another position far better than the one that you were even, you know, eyeing. So yeah, I guess in those cases, trust me, you heal about it. In fact, it becomes something. Those are the things we go to church to share. You know, those are the things that, even no matter how shy we are, those are the things that we're like, give me the mic, I have a testimony. You know, those kind of things I like to share with people, just, you know, to encourage people that are now going through their own disappointment. Like, if it's gonna happen to me, it's gonna happen to you. Don't give up. Then we give a full blown TED talk on why you don't give up in this life, even though we know. Me and you know that you have given up too. It just happened that God was gracious enough and it happened. So now you can say, don't give up. It's not as if all this debt, you know, that kind of, I've realized, like, this is just like a quick segue, but I've realized that people tend to, it's easier to give advice. It's very easy. You know, apart from it being easier, it's very sweet to give advice, because you're saying, you are just, for every maybe defense the person is trying to come up with as to why they cannot try again, you have an answer, you have to say. But you probably were in a similar situation, and you said, you like I said all these things, you did not say all these things to yourself. You could not say all these things to yourself. And we like to say things like, we love ourselves the most, and we're most supportive, kiriko, kiriko, but I don't know. I've just figured that it just really takes a lot. Like, people that genuinely have to encourage themselves, I mean, kudos, because it's, I don't know, it takes a lot. I just feel like it's easier to say it to somebody else. It's really easy to. It's easy to say it to somebody else. Now, back to what I was saying. Sadly, I've lost my train of thought on that one. But we are going to move like I did not do that. I'm not even moving like I don't do that, because I'm trying to remember exactly where I pick up from. My point is, coping and healing, you know, depending on the kind of situation, you can cope. Depending on the other kind of situation, you can just, you know, you can heal from it. If it's those ones that are, you know, end up coming back to become a beautiful fairy tale or a miraculous situation. And on the other side of coping, e.g., they did not call you back. They did not review it. You have to go back to work and, you know, face the person. It's worse if you don't like the person they promoted. You know, it's good if... No, don't let me say it's good. It's manageable. I mean, it's manageable if you like the person they promoted. You know, you're like, oh, she's cool. He's cool. I can work with her. I can work with him. You know, we make a good team work. Like, you are just... It just becomes those cases whereby you are happy for the person. Sadly, it's not you that it happened to, you know. It's terrible when it's the person you don't like those office amakas or something. This thing is bad because the names of people that I'm dropping, I actually, one way or the other, know them, whether as acquaintances or as friends. If one way or the other you listen, I promise, it's not you that I'm talking about. It also happens that these are popular names in Nigeria and it's just easy to drop. So if the person is not somebody that you don't like, then you will cope. This is the I wish I could drop a Yoruba proverb of suru laughing shaking it call. I don't, my proverbs are not clean like that, but you would like where you will cope. And I know that we don't want to cope, you know, we just want to live life and just, we don't have to, we don't want to wonder if we're walking on eggshells, or we don't want to wonder if the situation is different, or if, you know, it's just, we just want to live. And, you know, having to know that there's this, maybe there's this burden you have to carry, maybe up until you probably leave the place of work or whatever, you just have to do it. Or maybe if disappointment is something different, you just, something that you know that you're not sure if this is something that you can heal from. I want to believe that maybe you can, because I'm an optimistic person. But I really want to believe that you can. You know when they say time heals, I feel like that's what will happen in that situation. But you might have to cope up until the point whereby it doesn't sting any longer. Now, that time frame is what I cannot say. For some, it might just be as easy as maybe a couple of days or weeks or months, and some is something that maybe you just might, it might take you a while. I don't say years, but it might take you a while. And we you know, we find out that with time, it's just not as heavy as what it used to be. Because for me, I've really been, I feel like the emotion I'm most fascinated about is grief. It's not love, it's grief. Because, like I said earlier, it's not something that I've really experienced. And sadly, it is something that I know I will experience. Not because I'm forecasting evil. It's just, I know that people very important to me will die. Especially people that are older, you know. People that are, they will die. And it will really hurt me. Like, my parents, for example. Not because that's what I'm praying for them, but it's just gonna happen. And because I've not learned lessons with maybe a grandmother died. I didn't know my grandparents growing up. They all died before then, you know. So I didn't experience that. And let's say my siblings that I could have asked for advice, they were all young when grandma and grandpa died. So I don't think we really know. So I can't say that I really have somebody that, oh my God, I have this person. I've not had that. So I can't say that I know how to. So I don't want to say fascinated, because it's not like grief is a really beautiful emotion, let's be honest, but it's just something that I'm just, you know, I'm trying to prepare myself for. So I ask people that, oh, have you ever experienced like deep sense of grief? And some answers I've not really, that's why I feel like it's personal, you know. Some answers have not answered it for me, because, and it's not mathematic, you know. There's no formula to it. There's no this way, this way, that's way, this thing. But one thing I feel like most of them have been able to, you know, say that I feel like it's relatively applicable is that it's just time, you know. It will always pain you. The death of a parent, no matter how, especially if they were very present to your life, it will always, always pain you. The only thing is, it just get better by the day, you know. It just, In fact, it's just what I feel like. I think I read it somewhere. Really, I'm not sure. Imagine realizing that you went, maybe with time, you know, you've healed from that. You now realize that, oh my God, I've gone like a week without thinking about the said person. You now begin to hurt again that you've moved on from the. Whoa. But it's just time. You know, the pain never really goes away. You just learn to bear it with time. Yeah, I think I heard that from a movie or something. Let me put that there so that it's not like I sound that smart. But the pain never really goes away. You just, you know, learn to, you know, just bear it with time. It's like how you lift, you know. It's not like 25 kg is easy to carry. It's just that you've carried it yesterday, you carried it today, you've carried it 3 weeks ago. You just know how to carry it better. That's it. So, to disappointment, some might be like that, whereby you just know how to carry better. And I like to do I've learned to do an outside body evaluation. Like, I tend to take myself out of the situation and just try to look at it like objectively and just analyze the situation and be sure that, oh, okay, is it truly, truly that maybe if I didn't do one-to-one-to, maybe it could have worked out? Or if I did one-to-one-to, it wouldn't have worked out. Like, I try to like separate my sentiments and just be sure that, okay, if we're looking at this thing objectively, am I as good as it is? I know this is not a good thing to say, but you know, am I as good as it is? Let's know what we are doing and let it not just be that. Because in that your moment of pain, of course, the people around you will tell you, you were good, it was them, it was not you. So I just try to, you know, sit down and be sure that am I really as good as it? Did I really put my best foot forward? Am I? So that when I'm going back again, I know that, okay, this time I'm better. This putting your best foot forward, that one, well, I'm sure that that exists, but also, you know, there are circumstances around that one. Basically, I just like to be sure that whatever the situation is, I've kind of analyzed it, like, objectively. There are even people that I call, I'm like, see, I know you're my friend, but tell me the truth. Are you sure that if they embarrass me, they embarrass you, you know? So let's not lie to each other. Let's know what we're doing. I particularly do that to my older sister. I do that to my older sister. I'll be like, stop, like, what's it? Come, see. When all is said and done, with all your ad guy, I know you love me to pieces, but tell me the truth. Are you sure? You know, it's our family name. Let's know what we are doing now. So, yeah, I just try to do that for myself first. And then I just ask all the people around me just to be sure. So that in case I want to go again, or in case the situation even requires me, because there is a case of you want to go again, you don't want to go again, in case the situation requires you, you just want to be sure that you are, you know, you're in a better position to do whatever it is you want to do. I like episodes that are mishmash, because that shows that, to be honest, I did not plan it. Like I said, I woke up a couple of minutes ago and I just decided to do this. So, yeah, this is not to help you solve disappointments. It's just to talk about it. And maybe there's one or two things that just maybe. But yeah, that's it. We've come to the end of this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I mean, if you listened after me this long of not doing anything, I can't give you money, but I can applaud you. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Like, share, subscribe, you know the drill. And yeah, up until the next episode, which I really don't know when that would be. Hasta la vista.